Harper Audio presents Variant by Robison Wells, performed by Michael Goldstrom. Chapter 1. "This isn't one of those scare-you-straight schools, is it?" I asked Ms. Vaughn as we passed through the heavy chain-link gate. The fence was probably 12 feet tall, topped with a spool of razor wire like the kind on repo lots and prisons. A security camera, mounted on the end of a pole, was the only sign of people. Someone, somewhere, was watching us. Ms. Vaughn laughed dismissively. "I'm sure you'll be very happy here, Mr. Fisher." I leaned my head on the window and stared outside. The forest wasn't like any I'd seen. Back in Pennsylvania, parks were green. Lush trees, bushes, and vines sprung up anywhere there was dirt. But these woods were dry and brown, and it looked like a single match could torch the whole place. "Is there cactus here?" I asked, still gazing out at the trees. As much as I didn't like this version of a forest, I had to admit it was better than what I'd expected. When I'd read on the website that Maxfield was in New Mexico, I'd pictured barren sand dunes, sweltering heat, and poisonous snakes. "I don't think so," Ms. Vaughn said, not even bothering to look outside. "I believe you'd find cactus more in the southern part of the state." I didn't reply, and after a moment Ms. Vaughn continued, "You don't seem very excited about this. I assure you that this is a wonderful opportunity. Maxfield is the pinnacle of educational research." She kept talking, but I ignored her. She'd been going on like that for close to 3 hours now, ever since she met me at the Albuquerque airport. She kept using words like pedagogy and...